And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I've got to reflect back on last week, because I'll tell you, I had a pretty busy last week. I went to a case study event. I went to a meetup event. I went and hung out with my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. We went to a San Antonio Brahmas football game. I had a pretty busy week of doing what I call networking. Yeah, I was networking. I was hanging out with other Lifestyles Unlimited members. I was sharing information about real estate. I was gleaning information about real estate. I will tell you that's the most important thing to me is how much information I can glean from other people. For instance, one of the things that I am in the process of doing is I am in the process of coming out of retirement and moving into the lead investor's role. Now, I'm not asking for anybody to invest with me or anything like that. I just want to let you know what I'm up to. And as part of that, it benefits me to talk to people that have been there, done that, got all the t-shirts. You know what I mean? So at the case study event that I went to, I had an opportunity to sit down with my mentor for a few minutes. And he imparted a few pearls of wisdom on my brain. Pearls that I'm not going to share with you because they were very specific to me. But in like 2 to 3 minutes, he told me things that I needed to hear, things that I needed to start doing so that I could get to the next level. And in 2 to 3 minutes, I got the information that I needed from my mentor. Now, that wasn't the only person that was at the case study event. There were a whole bunch of other Lifestyles Unlimited members and people checking out Lifestyles Unlimited that were at the case study event. So I got to rub elbows with a whole bunch of different people. I got to rub elbows with people that are invested in single family assets. I got to rub elbows with people that are invested in multifamily assets. I got to rub elbows with my fellow lead investors. I got to rub elbows with my fellow passive investors. I got to rub elbows with a gentleman that came up from Houston, Texas, that was exploring a different modality of real estate and wanted to see if it could work for him. I got to rub elbows with a whole bunch of people. And then after the case study event, I got to go eat with these people. Yeah, we went to a local business that provides a big indoor-outdoor venue, and it's big enough to support our group because when we show up with like 50 to 100 people, and this venue is able to support what we do. And that's where the networking really kicks in because now you're sitting next to somebody who either has experience doing what you're doing or they don't. And it's really interesting to find out who you're talking to, because if they have experience doing what you're trying to do, then that becomes a source for your own benefit. If you're sitting next to somebody who doesn't have experience doing what we do, that gives you an opportunity to help somebody else, to help somebody who's trying to accomplish what you've accomplished. And that's all part of the culture of Lifestyles Unlimited. So at dinner, I had that opportunity to do both things. I sat down with people that are far more experienced investors than I am, and I had nice conversations with them. I talked to them about, you know, what they see the market doing. I talked to them about how their investments are going. I asked them if they had any problematic investments. I wanted to get to know what was going on in their world. And in doing so, I gleaned a bunch of information that I would not have gleaned otherwise had I not been sitting right where I was sitting and talking to the people that I was talking to. Now, I would turn to my other side and I would be talking to people that don't have quite as much experience doing what I'm doing. So I find myself in the unique position where I can share experiences, I can share information, I can ask pointed questions that help me get information from them so that I can maybe offer them something from the Lifestyles Unlimited education portfolio, if you will, that would benefit them. I know I'm rambling on about, you know, having dinner and everything, and I don't even remember what I ate. I think I had like a chicken burger or something like that, but I'm not there for the food. I'm there for the experience. I'm there for the opportunity to hang out with my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, the other thing that I did was I drove up to Austin, Texas. Now, Austin is about a two-hour drive from where I live. I live outside of the San Antonio, Texas area. And my buddy Bruce, he wanted to go up and check out what we call the AMP. AMP is short for Austin Networking Potluck. It's a group that was established by one of our Lifestyles Unlimited ambassadors. And what they do is they meet in different people's houses and they have potlucks. So we decided we would go to the potluck. So Bruce came to my house, jumped into my car, and then we drove 2 hours up to Austin and we went to the potluck. Now, the neat thing about the potluck is there were less people at the potluck than at the case study. I would say there was probably a couple hundred people at the case study. And then when we went to the dinner, there's probably 50 to 100 people that managed to make it over to the dinner event. At the potluck, I would say that there was at the peak time, there was probably about 50, maybe 60 people there. But within that group of people were people that were very experienced as Lifestyles Unlimited investors. There were mentors in the audience. There were people that I knew. There were people that I had not gotten the opportunity to get to know. And I had that opportunity to meet other people. What it does for me is it gets me to know one more person or two more people or three more people that I don't know that are a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And now all of a sudden, I know who they are. I attended a event designed for aspiring leads with one of our mentors by the name of Curtis Haynes. And that was an online event. So I learned a lot of things there. So why am I telling you about all these different events that I attended? The reason I'm attending these events is because it allows me to network. Even the online modalities give me an opportunity to network with other people. It gives me an opportunity to learn who some of the other people are and what they are doing and where they are in their path. And for me, that's very important because it gives me an idea of who is doing the same things that I am trying to do as I move forward and progress my real estate investing career. The other thing it does for me is it gives me an idea of who's gone before me and who's coming up behind me. Now, those things aren't necessarily as important unless you find yourself sitting down in the backyard of a member's home like I did on Saturday. And to my right is an older gentleman. I'll just call him an older, and I know he's an older gentleman because I know he's in his 70s, and because he's told me that, and I've interviewed him on this radio show. The guy's name is Bob, and he was hosting the event at his house, and we're sitting out in his backyard, beautiful hilltop property overlooking the Austin Hills, and really just enjoyed the view a lot. But what I enjoyed more was sitting next to Bob and striking up a conversation. And Bob is one of these guys that will always tell you a pearl of wisdom that you need to hear. And Bob was talking to me about, you know, should I go independent rental operator or should I go aspiring lead? These are the two decision points that I have with regards to my next step with multifamily investing. So for those of you that don't understand what I just said, let me break it down for you. Independent rental operator means that I go out and I buy an asset. I buy that asset and I own it myself. I don't have any other Lifestyles Unlimited members partnering with me, bringing capital to the table. Buying a property as an aspiring lead gives me that avenue. In other words, what I'm doing is I am syndicating a real estate asset to my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. They're coming up with, you know, a good portion of the money that I need to buy the deal, to buy the asset. And as such, I'll have partners in the deal. So Bob and I were talking a little bit about, you know, what makes sense? What is the better route to follow? And Bob is somebody who owns both types of properties. He's a lead investor. He's been a lead investor. He hasn't run any deals himself for a while, but he also owns an independent rental operator asset. And here's the wisdom that Bob imparted upon me. And this is why it's so important to go to these types of events. Bob said between the two modalities, either one can be very beneficial to you. But if you become a lead investor and you choose to syndicate properties, you are taking more advantage of leverage, in other words, leveraging other people's money, than you are as an independent rental operator. Because you think about it, if you're an independent rental operator, you're putting up all of the cash yourself. So all the cash that goes into the deal is your cash plus whatever cash you get from a lender, right? Does that make sense to you? Versus if you syndicate a deal, you're only putting up a portion of the cash and you have other members bringing in the bulk of the money that you need for the down payment and for the repair costs. And then, of course, you have a loan covering the rest of the capital that you need to raise. So because of that, you get better rates of return and you can actually leverage a larger property if you have partners investing with you because you have a bigger pool of cash. The other trade-off is let's say the asset sizes were exactly the same. Not a problem, because if you're leveraging the property, you're putting less of your own money into the asset. That gives you money that you can use to buy an additional asset. Does that make sense? So in other words, I'm not all in on one deal. I'm partially in on one deal. And when I get that deal stabilized, then I can go out and I can buy the next asset. I'll have the cash to do it. Whereas if I bought an asset as an independent rental operator and I put all of my cash into that asset, my asset is filled with my cash and my cash is in that deal. And I'm going to have to wait until I have some type of event like a cash out refinance or a sale in order to get my money out so that I can go and buy the next asset. So, I mean, there's pros and cons to doing it both ways. But, you know, when you're sitting down with a guy by the name of Bob and he has a ton of experience doing exactly what you're wanting to do, well, it's real easy to just sit there and listen and ask him good questions. And then, unbeknownst to me, I look over to my left and there's Pradeep. Pradeep sits down next to me. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Pradeep. Pradeep is also in his 70s. Okay, so apparently I'm drawn to people in their 70s, right? Yeah, okay, just silly humor there. But Pradeep is the owner-operator of 5 multifamily apartment communities, and he did all of his as a lead investor. So he's not done the independent rental operator route, although he could have done that. So I turned to Pradeep, and I said, so Pradeep, Bob over here is telling me I need to be a lead investor. That's the way to go. That's the way I should make my money. And you know what Pradeep did? Pradeep just kind of sat back. He took his hands and kind of cupped them together in front of him, leaned back in his chair, slowly closed his eyes, slowly opened his eyes. And here's what he said. If you already know the answer to the question, why are you asking me the question? And that's what I love about Pradeep, because, you know, he's just a straight shooter. And I said, well, I'm asking the question of you because I want your input. I want to know what you would say. And Pradeep says, you already know what I'm going to tell you. You need to go the lead investor route, because in his own words, he has already analyzed both of those modalities. He analyzed those modalities like 10 years ago or 11 years ago when he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and he's not looked back. He has been a very, very successful real estate investor by doing the things that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches him. And one of the things that they taught him was the power of leveraging other people's money by becoming a lead investor and syndicating deals. And he's made a ton of money, not only for himself, but for the people that invest with him. Here's the point I want to make, though. I'm sitting in a chair. To my right is a guy with like 13 years experience as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. To my left is a guy with like 11 years of experience as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. You combine the two of those guys together, I have over 2 decades of experience advising me on the path forward. And all I have to do is ask questions. That's all I have to do. So what did I do? I asked questions. I asked really good questions. And you know what I got? In return, I got really good answers. So I am even more refined on what I want to do. I am more competent and capable of what I want to do. But that's not all that occurred to me. When we come back from the break, more on last week. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so by kind of going back in time. I'm not jumping in the time capsule. I'm just talking about things that occurred to me last week. Last week was a busy week for me. Busy from the standpoint of I did a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited related events. I attended a meeting for aspiring leads, and that meeting was a little over an hour long, and I received a ton of information that I was looking for, information that I was not looking for, and information that I needed to hear. And that's what I got out of that event, that online event led by one of the Lifestyles Unlimited multifamily mentors who has a ton of experience doing what I am attempting to do. So attending that aspiring lead meeting was very important to me because it told me that I'm on track for doing things the way they're supposed to be done. And I'm checking all the boxes, but it also pointed out to me a couple of other things that I needed to understand that allowed me to kind of like, well, just dial myself in a little bit tighter. So it gave me confidence in knowing that everything that I've been doing up to this point to prepare to become a lead investor, it's going well. Now, some of the things that I've got to build on is I have to build my passive investor list. In other words, I have to reach out or make myself available for passive investors to reach out to me, because that's how the Securities and Exchange Commission expects us to do it, and that's the way I'm going to do it. So I'm leaning towards an event that we're going to have in October called Expo. Now, what Expo is, it's a huge event that Lifestyles Unlimited presents. There is networking events, which is the concept that I'm talking about on today's show. But there is also education events. Anything that has to do with Lifestyles Unlimited occurs at Expo, to include parties, to include just hanging out with people, meeting new people that you've met before, getting to see old friends. I mean, it's a ginormous event. There's like 5,000 people that show up for this thing. Most of them are Lifestyles Unlimited members. Some are not members, but they become members. And at the end of the day, it's like 3 days of immersing yourself in real estate investing, and you come away from it exhausted, but you come away with it having a bunch of knowledge. So why am I leaning towards the Expo event to unleash my new business opportunity? Because that's going to give me the best opportunity to meet as many people as I can meet that want to meet me, that are all in one place under one roof. Does that make sense? So in other words, instead of like meeting one person at a time at a particular event, I can go to the Expo event and I can meet like 2,000 people. Yeah, pretty cool, right? So why is that important? Well, I need to build up my passive investor list. And the reason I need to build up my passive investor list is because I don't know exactly when I'm going to have a deal ready to go. And at any given time, people that are on my passive list, they may or may not have access to capital. They may be fully invested in the real estate assets, and even though they want to invest with me, they don't have any money to do so. So as a result of that, they're kind of out of the game. So what Curtis pointed out to me was you need to have more people than you think you need to have on your passive investment list, because at the end of the day, when it comes to raising capital, you don't want to be in a situation where you're short money. You want to make sure you have enough available potential passive investors out there that you can put your offering out there, have enough decide that they like the deal, that it meets their investing goals and objectives, and also that they have money to put into the deal. So that made a lot of sense to me, and that's the big takeaway that I took away from that particular meeting, was that I've got to build up my passive investor list, and now I have timing. In other words, I have something that I'm leaning towards. Now, another thing that happened to me, remember I told you my multifamily mentor spent a few minutes with me and he shared with me information that I needed to hear? Well, one of the things that he told me that I need to start doing is I need to start showing up for the multifamily road trips. Now, I do show up for the multifamily road trips, but I usually just kind of hang out and I'm part of the audience, if you will. So he said, no, what I need you to start doing is you need to let people know that you're going to be an aspiring lead, which means you have to get up on the stage and you have to introduce yourself to all the members and say, hey, my name's Al Gordon and I've got this amount of investing experience and I'm an aspiring lead. I intend to be a lead investor at Lifestyles Unlimited. And then when you're done with that, we'll give you an opportunity to meet those people and you can start building your passive investor list that way. And I thought to myself, you know what? He's right. He's very right. I've been kind of missing the ball. I mean, there are some people that know that I'm an aspiring lead. Obviously, you know, because I tell you on the radio. But at the end of the day, it really boils down to the Lifestyles Unlimited community and me getting the word out through networking. And by networking effectively, I will touch as many people as possible. And I'll make as many touches as I need in order to get the results that I'm looking for. So right there and then, I mean, now you think about it. Over the past week, let me just sum up the amount of time that I actually spent on Lifestyles Unlimited events. I spent a little over an hour on the aspiring lead meeting, okay? And that was with the Lifestyles Unlimited mentor. I spent, how many hours did I spend at case study? Probably, I think the event's 2 hours long and then maybe another hour at dinner. So that's 3 hours there. And I got to spend a couple minutes with my multifamily mentor during that time period. So far I'm up to what, 4 hours, right? And then I spent 2 hours at a meetup event, but it took me 4 hours of driving time. But the neat thing about the driving time was I had my buddy Bruce in my car with me. So we were talking about all kinds of things. We were talking about his plan to get himself retired. We were talking about my plan to get myself retired. We were talking about some of the things that he does at his job because they interest him. They're very interesting things that he does at his job. And he's actually trying to fine tune his job where he's going to maybe move away from what he's doing right now and move into something else. And what that does for him is that puts him in a position where when he becomes real estate retired, he may or may not leave the job because he's finally doing something that he absolutely enjoys doing. Real estate retirement creates all of that for you. So I'm being advised by people that have actually walked a mile in my shoes. Pretty cool stuff, right? Okay, so at the end of the day, I am positioning myself to change the modality of my investing strategy. I'm going to become a lead investor, and what that's going to allow me to do is go out and buy real estate assets, multifamily assets specifically, and I'm going to be able to buy bigger assets because I'll have more capital to invest in those assets. I'll be able to leverage more money, and as a result of that, I'll be able to buy assets that allow me to put management and potentially maintenance on the property. I just lost some of you, didn't I? Okay, what I'm pointing out is something called economies of scale. So in other words, I was learning more about economies of scale and I was getting the wisdom of my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members who are telling me that, number one, I need to get off my butt and start doing this. And number two, they were teaching me and reinforcing the education that I have learned from Lifestyles Unlimited, that economies of scale are very beneficial for you as a real estate investor, because what it does for you is it allows you to leverage more and more money. Now, some of you are thinking, wow, you keep using that term leverage, and that's kind of a risky term. That's a term that I'm not comfortable with. And I'll be honest with you. I wasn't comfortable with it at one time in my life either. But when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, when I went through the educational process, when I learned what I didn't know, I found that when done correctly, leverage is your friend. When done correctly, there are incorrect ways to do it. But if you want to learn how to do it correctly, become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. We will teach you how to get it done. So at the end of the day, I really enjoyed the 10 hours of time that I invested in myself. Yeah, I actually invested that time in myself because I could have been sitting around the house working on a puzzle. I could have been sitting around the house waiting for my shoulder to recover. I could have been sitting around the house watching basketball. But instead, what I was doing was I was enriching my life. I was enriching my knowledge base. I was enriching who I am as a real estate investor. And more importantly, I was doing something called reinforcement. I really was. I was reinforcing everything that I learned as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, because at the end of the day, I had all of these people that had been there, done that, got the t-shirts, and these people were helping me realize that what I am doing is correct. I am on the right roadmap for me. I am on a roadmap that will be very successful for me. I am following a roadmap that will help me to achieve the next stage of my life, because as Del Walmsley points out, what gets in the way of a great life is a good life. And I think I've got a really good life right now. I've got a really, really good life. But here's the thing. I could have a really great life. So why not have the really great life? Well, that's what I'm transitioning towards. I am transitioning towards the next phase of my life. And I was using the networking opportunities available to me from Lifestyles Unlimited to, well, essentially give me a competitive edge. There's no other way to describe it. It gave me a competitive edge. So here's the thing I want to do for you. If you want to check out Lifestyles Unlimited, let's say you want to attend one of the case study events. Case study is an event that we throw that non-members can attend. It's offered in person. It's offered virtually. There's a couple ways you can get signed up for the case study event. And that's one of the events that I attended last week, and it was very, very valuable for me. If you want to attend a case study event, here's how you can attend. Number one, you can send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And I will get you connected with our member services team, and they will get you enrolled in our upcoming case study event that makes sense for you. The other thing you can do is you can pick up the phone. You can call 866-945-6565. Again, that number is 866-945-6565, and you will be connected with an actual real estate investor who's a part of our member services team, and they will get you enrolled for the case study. Of course, you're going to have to tell them, hey, I was listening to Al on the radio, and he said I should check the case study out. Can you hook me up? And you know what they're going to do? They're going to get you hooked up. They're going to get you hooked up for a case study event. And here's the point I want to make that I haven't even made yet. That case study event was invaluable for me because not only did I get the opportunity to hang out with my mentor for a few minutes and hang out with my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, I also got the experience of listening to feedback from my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members as they describe deals that they've recently completed. I got to hear about two single family deals. I got to hear about a multifamily deal. And all of that information reinforced the education that I have received and continue to receive from Lifestyles Unlimited, because I'm a hardcore networker. Yeah, I'll say it. I'm a hardcore networker, and I think you need to be a hardcore networker also. So two ways you can get signed up for that case study event: send me an email at askal@luinc.com or call 866-945-6565 or send me an email at askal@luinc.com, and let's get you going.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.